Hurt Coffee. Live from CO3 Floor at the Bronze Art Studios. Episode 108. OG Thug Life. We talk about do-gooders, what cures AIDS, the supermoon, and what would happen if we couldn't, I think that is it. Me, Joel Train, Silky Smooth, and the Congressman, the Honorable Congressman Mike Pants, on this week's episode. I feel like I should be saying more. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Real loud, real quick. Come on. Real loud. From there. No, from there. Perfect. Go eat. So if you call it, weird shit might happen. Right, if you text it, it'll work like normal.
I was thinking about texting.
You can totally text Google shit.
I think people should do that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it. Yeah. We just want to be noticed. That's all. That's all we want.
Somebody won't judge you. Not like the others do.
Just confirm to us that we exist. That's all we want.
Did you guys, when you were little, make Oreo cereal by taking Oreo cookies and dumping them in a bowl and pouring milk on?
No.
Never.
Really? I did it with Kix.
Sounds like a great idea, especially if you're an 8-year-old kid.
Kix cereal with Oreos? Pretty fucking tasty.
I could see if you mixed it.
It was a pretty even mix, but...
I just did, like, the Oreos.
Put it in a
little
blender.
Pop, like, sliced bananas.
A little much. It's like, my teeth hurt.
Isn't there an Oreo cereal now?
Yeah, there probably is.
Is there? Okay. I was afraid that was... It's not much of a leap if they fucking had Cookie Crisp for 30 years, you know?
Cookie Crisp was awesome.
I've tried it within the past, like, 5-10 years, and I was like, this isn't so good.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a big cereal guy. My wife, dude, she...
Eat some cereal, huh?
Oh, my God. Like, there's varieties just... Just like you
nice
know.
Variety.
Well,
I do the
grocery shopping, so like, you know, I'm like, she deserves it, so I'll buy her like 6 cereals.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do typically 3 cereals at a time.
One bowl.
That makes sense.
That's all.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of.
Consumer pro tip is oatmeal crisp cereal. It's very tasty. Check it out. That mixed with, I think, Cap'n Crunch and Cocoa Pebbles. Really good.
A third, a third, and a third?
Mostly, it's most Cap'n Crunch, then Oatmeal Crisp, and then a layer on top of with Cocoa Pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles on top of anything is pretty tasty, though.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know what I don't think would be good? Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are gross, dude.
I love any fruity cereal.
Grosses me out. I don't like Fruit Loops.
Oh,
I don't like any of that shit.
I used to eat the shit out of it, but I can't. Yeah.
I can't anymore.
I can still eat some Fruity Pebbles.
Only awful cereal I've had recently is Lucky Charms.
I eat the shit out of Lucky Charms.
Does it count as fruity?
No,
not at all.
Marshmallowy,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, marshmallow.
What kind of fruits are you eating?
I don't know. Oh, well, yeah, like Fruity Pebbles. What's that? That's grapes and strawberries in a bowl.
Two servings and a breakfast.
What about Smacks? Did you guys like Smacks?
I ate the shit out of Smacks back in the day, too. Yeah. Did your pee smell like it?
Oh, no.
You
not
know
that
what?
I know
maybe,
of.
I remember bathrooms smell like fucking Smacks all the time.
The weird thing, though,
I can't wait to go to the grocery tomorrow.
Have you ever really smelled Cheerios?
It's like, gross.
It smells like piss.
I believe it.
It does. Wow. It smells
maybe
like
maybe it's
piss.
The same shit.
Cheerios, same kind regular of deal Cheerios going. Is my favorite
regular
cereal.
Cheerios.
Really?
No,
how
I
do you
like
do
Cheerios
it?
Too.
Oh, gross.
But it smells like piss. If you don't put, like, you just smell it, you're like, that's,
yeah,
that's piss.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I can't eat Cheerios.
Or like wet cardboard or something.
Hmm.
It's weird.
I want to eat Cheerios, but they're too healthy, like tasting.
I mean, you gotta put some sugar or something.
Okay.
You just can't.
Dude, yeah, see, for me, Cheerios are
that's the only way I have
eaten
them.
Into it, you know? It's, yeah, like, it's like coffee.
I just love the taste of regular Cheerios to the point that I was excited about the new multigrain Cheerios that came out six
sounds
months ago
me,
or
yeah.
9 months ago or a year
hey,
ago.
It was like 5 years ago, dude.
Exactly.
Last week.
And
now.
Then I got some, and they had like just the slightest frosted covering, like you couldn't see it, but there was a sweet covering on. It was a clear sweet covering. I was like, no.
You wanted the healthy
no,
packer.
Give me, yeah, I love just regular Cheerios
well,
so much. I don't know why.
Coming out with multigrain, you're trying to sell it to a health market.
Yeah, I don't know why there's sugar.
And now you're going to sugar it up.
It's like if they took grape nuts and just put like sugar coating on.
It's not grape nuts anymore.
Nope. You eat grape nuts?
I don't mind.
I got a box sitting on the shelf right now. Pretty tasty.
I don't think I'm going to like. You know, got out of my way to get them or anything. It's like, I don't understand why they're called grape nuts.
I don't think grapes have nuts.
I don't, yeah.
Nor do nuts have grapes.
They don't look like grapes. They don't really look like nuts.
No, they have grapes
nothing
or nuts
to do
in
with
them.
It, each other.
No, I think they're just like barley or something.
It's a good name.
It is a good name.
It's catchy. I've been starting to watch
Mad Men, though, so. Grape Nuts makes perfect
kind of
sense
in that
to me.
Frame of
it's,
mind.
Just, it's just a great name. So
yeah, it's a good name. Nothing
a lot
to do
of cereal.
With the product whatsoever. It could be underwear for all you care.
Still Grape
it's
Nuts.
Just a good name.
That'd be a good name for
actually,
underwear.
That works a little bit more, doesn't it? Grapes and nuts, both involved.
Grape Nut underwear.
They're all crunchy and fucking sharp and painful as shit.
These are awful.
These hurt.
Brought to you by cereal.
You just feel like you have hemorrhoids.
Ass is raw. Anybody want to intro of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. It's weird to not intro a show.
I come before you today with a message from the Lord. I said, I come before you today with a message from the Lord.
Amen.
And that message is on the abomination that is snort coffee.
Amen.
Snort coffee takes babies from their cribs. Snort coffee eats salads with no dressing.
Fucking salads.
Snort coffee discovers little ways to be an asshole.
Amen.
At snortcoffee.com, they host a podcast that warps the minds of the elderly.
Hallelujah.
Silky Smooth, Joel Train, Mike, and Egghead record evil audio in a scary warehouse, the Bruns Art Studios, on the wrong side of town.
Wrong side.
Then, using the demon internet, they distribute their pornographic viewpoints right into our homes, even into our very pockets. They utilize Facebook, Twitter, and forums. Do they stay resigned to rule over the new future demon space? No. They are a simple phone call or text away at 937-551-1040. So damnable, so easy. Too easy. Having said all that, and because Snort Coffee is renting this VFW after 7:15 for the rest of the night, I am uneasy to present to you Snort Coffee.
Woo!
Snort Coffee. Hallelujah, brother.
I'm filled with the Spirit of the Lord after that.
You sound like it.
A lot of I really had to buy in.
Yeah.
My voice got hoarse.
Yeah, I wrote that in like 15 minutes. Spent a lot of time.
It's pretty good.
I don't know if they work, though, like, because I like your chill intros. But I was trying to do Bobby's idea. I did Millard, Newsman Millard Joel Train. Remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Yeah. Newsman Millard Joel Train?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's only two of them. So I don't know.
I like it. Change it up.
Writing them, then if I come up with another character.
It's good stuff.
I'm not doing that preacher again. That hurts my fucking throat, dude. Maybe I'll do a baby next. That seems all right. Easier.
Yeah.
It's not so much yelling.
Sounds creepy. It's kind of hard to follow that up.
Yeah, then it's a huge dead spot at the end. What do you think about Baptist preachers, huh? Those guys are crazy. It's actually based on that. I've heard that, like, that cadence, and not even so much what that was, but, like, where it almost gets sing, like, you almost start to sing. It's common among the African American church groups, some. I think they, and Presbyterians, right?
And
they freak
presidents,
out a little bit,
yeah.
And presidents.
Yeah.
But it's actually got like a term for it. I think it can't be sing song, but.
Oh, sing song?
I think maybe. All right.
I have no idea.
And it, well, yeah.
It's a term.
I think that it refers to. I think that it refers to that style of preaching where it's almost more singing. And it's almost like James Brown in the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah. He just rhymes.
He kind of
does. He does it. Yeah, yeah. I'm with it.
I wish I had an organ. Like, as you were finishing up, I could make some.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Can you work up a special intro for this one?
Probably. I don't know about the timing early,
organ
but maybe.
Music will come in way before that, and then nothing relates to it for the rest of the thing.
I would like, video games have turned in the way of, like, violent. You can have lots of choices. You can do violent, crazy shit.
Video games can become violent.
Or you could not. You can just fucking bumble around and do stuff, right? There's open world fucking Grand Theft Auto style games where you can run around and do shit. There should be an apologize button for, like, you run over a hooker and you didn't really mean to. I don't know. Yeah, just, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Nice. Just
bit off.
Yeah, first accidental off mic age for me.
Knocks one star off, like, you'll get two stars for hitting.
Yeah,
hitting
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You apologize,
yeah.
So it knocks
like,
a star
yeah.
off.
Sorry. Just, like,
hand yeah. out yeah, exactly,
car.
Yeah. Beep beep, my bad.
Yeah, oh, beep beep, yeah. I like it, yeah. Draw attention to your apologies.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I think that's an excellent addition. Because there are times when you're playing that and you're
yeah.
like, fuck, I really didn't mean to run that person over.
Now the cops are coming after me and
you're right, otherwise I probably wouldn't care that much. So unless it takes a star off.
Yeah. What about people who do good shit all the time?
Yeah, fuck those people, huh?
Well, I don't know about fuck those people, but
oh, that's not where you were going with that. Sorry.
Did they do really terrible shit in a previous life, perhaps? Like, really terrible shit?
In past life? Do you mean by earlier in their life?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's a fair amount of it.
I'd love to know what it is.
Are they better than us?
I think so.
Are they?
I think so.
Are they just fucking annoying and, like, I don't know.
You mean, are they doing it for their own?
Maybe, sure.
Reason, or yeah. not reasons, like, to get attention for being a good person.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are dicks. But look at me, I'm cool.
Yeah, dude. They seem pretty cool.
I wasn't asking if they're cooler than us, I'm just better.
Yeah, they're better than us.
Alright. Is that something you'd strive to, like, go and do some good?
I don't know.
Different fist. Like,
I think that even if you do good to try to, like, I'm going to be the most famous baby dolphin saver in the whole world.
Yeah.
Like, at least you're doing good. Like,
as opposed to like, I'm going to be the most, I'm going to get people to pay attention to me by being the best fucking banker in the whole world or the best like hedge fund manager. And then you end up, you know what I'm saying? Like on your way to being famous, you're doing awesome stuff versus doing, whatever. On the best end of that scale, I was obviously trending toward the other end.
What about just a life of being a decent person? Don't that make
all right.
Like
that's fine.
All right.
I'm not even knocking a life of, but they're fucking better than you. Like
okay.
You could fix it. You could be better than us, but you decide to just keep hanging out here.
Yeah. That's true.
I like it too. It's a nice space.
But here's the thing with doing good all the time. If it's expected of you. Yep. So if you mess up, if you do something shitty, it's 10 times worse. Whereas, like, if me or I'm assuming you guys or Joel, you know, did something shitty, it's like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, that's no big surprise.
But, you know, say, like, the pastor of, like, my church or something, like, did something shitty, you'd be like, whoa. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like, I'll look at you pretty bad if you rape a kid.
Well, yeah. I mean, regardless of who you are, that's yeah.
I frown upon that.
I was just talking about, like,
DUI? What's your stance on police?
Yeah, DUI or something mid-grade.
Yeah, there. You're right, though, because I would judge you significantly less harshly than if my priest got a DUI. Right.
Exactly.
So,
like a congressman.
Like, that guy's supposed to be raping babies, not getting DUIs.
You know, if he raped a baby, I might let that slide, but a DUI?
No.
Nah.
It's expected of priests, really.
Yeah, they're definitely better people, though.
All right.
What?
I stick by them being better people. I think they are. I think they're awesome.
You're going to be a missionary, aren't you?
Nah, I'm too selfish.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm just selfish enough to be a missionary. I don't have to fucking pay bills for, like, what, 6 months?
I don't have to go to work. A missionary
I just have to sleep in a jungle. That's, like, my biggest problem. Right? I got to teach guys how to, what, dig a well or something? Farm? I don't know how they expect me to teach them to farm.
If you could teach them to dig a well, they would be happy about that.
But doesn't piss off my wife? Like, son of a bitch isn't bringing any money in.
No, I think it ends like your marriage unless she's totally into it with you.
Yeah,
either you both go in together or it ends your fucking marriage. There's no... Even if you just like, we're like, I'm just going to do... It's just a short 6 month trip. No.
Can you call Visa and be like, don't send me a bill for the next 6 months. I'm going to Tanzania to...
I think you can.
Really?
I think it'll pile up.
Calling Visa tomorrow. Like, listen here, people.
Because I think you can do that like in the Army and shit.
Oh, okay. I'll tell them I'm doing that right after I get back from my like missionary
bill,
work.
Bill deferment or something.
What?
Bill deferment or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they do it for, you know...
Missionary
maybe AmeriCorps
work.
Or
yeah.
That shit's hard to get into, man. I looked up going into AmeriCorps. They're not just letting any stoner Joe Blow on the street walk in the doors and go help out people in Nicaragua.
It's true. I think back in the day, that was exactly who they were getting. You know, like when they started it up in the 60s, it was actually just, you know, somebody's idea to get rid of all the hippies. Like, fuck, where can we send them?
Can't
like,
kill them in the war because they won't fucking join. What can we do?
My sister was like fucking 2 weeks away from going to Africa in the Peace Corps.
So close.
Yeah, like she just, I hope nobody listens to this. I pretty much backed out.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And I don't really know the reasons, but. Other than, I think she even got, like, her shots. Like, she was very close to leaving.
And she, like, and decided you're saying
not to go.
Chicken out.
I think so. I don't know if she might have been talked out by our mother.
I'm sure or grandmother, she must have been heavy pressure.
Or something like that.
From all sides.
Except for me going, hey, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Have fun. Wow. Take pictures. See you in a year.
Don't get AIDS.
Try to avoid that. It's everywhere.
I don't
hear.
Think I'd want to go to Africa. I have like no desire.
No. The safari shit looks pretty cool, but
that's safari.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
But it also seems like a big pain in the ass, and I can watch pretty nice safari shits on TV.
Or go to the zoo.
Or go to the zoo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I agree.
It's a lot closer than Africa.
If I think what would you say is the best? Johannesburg's got to be the most modern city in Africa. Really? Egypt or Johannesburg? What do you think?
Wow.
Arab or Black Africa? Which one? Yeah. Which one's got the better city? But one of those two.
I don't know. I would say both, maybe. In certain
different ways. Right.
Like Morocco and shit. There's some shit going on there, too.
Yeah, good call.
That's like resort tourism.
No, there's some shit.
I don't think you can count, because that's like white people showed up and set up camp versus real Africa.
Yeah.
But I also hear good things about Ethiopia.
Fucking, I watched, they had
badass cooking, right?
Amazing Race go to somewhere in Ethiopia, and it looks sweet.
Really?
Yeah, it looked really nice. Cool.
I would go if I could be invisible.
That'd be cool.
I would go to Africa if I could be invisible.
I would totally. I'd go to the Congo. I'd go right to the crazy, like, civil
just,
war fighting.
Even just a black guy, but I do not want to be a white dude. A white dude in any city in Africa, I don't think.
Because
white dudes suck,
and
I'm fucking,
Dude, I don't really want to be a white dude in any
right, way. Or not even white dude. Like, I think you'll.
I love being white.
Dude in Canada.
It is pretty sweet.
I think you'll just be perceived as, even if you weren't a white dude, you're obviously fucking not from here. You'll stand out as a tourist, and
you have to fake a British accent, right? That's your best bet.
Pretend to be their captor.
Right. Exactly. Don't fuck with those guys.
No. Fuck you. Listen to me. That's a horrible.
They might sound like fags, but they ruled us for 400 years.
They were good at empire.
So it's god damn. This is going to be potentially the world's most racist thing ever done.
Oh,
said.
No.
Nope.
I don't know. Is Africa?
Genocide was pretty bad.
Yeah, okay, that's worse. Is Africa kicking themselves in the ass for kicking white people out? Like, Africa's significantly worse off because they kicked out whitey, right?
Yeah, for Africans, it's probably better.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that they are even coming to the conclusion, like, wow, we had a lot more of that civilization thing going on when white people ruled us. I mean, I told you, by far the most racist thing ever said on the show.
I think you're right. I think it might be.
Ain't doing so well since white people left.
I don't know, but then you get into a situation of, would you rather be have some higher level of, quote, like, it's not even comfort, it's the only thing I could think would be the safety issue, like, you know what I mean, like, because there's constant fucking genocide,
right?
There's even outside of flat-out genocide, murder rates are through the roof.
Thug life.
Or OG.
Yeah, that's true, too.
OG, but...
OG thug life.
What's up? Well, I mean, you could kind of use this example. Some people would argue that black people in America, some, not all, were better off as slaves. Like, food-wise, shelter-wise.
It's probably true.
And then, you know, once they became free, had to figure that shit out for themselves.
Right.
And some actually stayed with, you know, their owners or whatever. But, you know, so it's the same argument. I think over time, Africa will...
How much time?
Thousands of... I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea.
No, Matt. That was the most racist thing on the show.
You win. Jeez.
But, speaking of racist, not to get off topic.
But it's like...
Billions of years? I don't know how long it'll take them to catch up.
They're so dumb.
The year 3500.
Base racism.
Well, this dude at my work tonight... you know, I'm kind of buddies with him or whatever at work, and I walked up to him. He's a black guy. I was like, dude, there's something been bothering me all day, actually for a couple of days now. And I was like, and I don't want it to sound racist, but I don't really have that many black friends, and I just got to ask. And he's laughing, you know. He's like, what is it, man? What is it? Just say it. And I was like, do black people get sunburns?
Nice.
And he's
like, good question.
Yeah. You know, because it's always... It's one of those things I've always thought about, but I've never asked.
Pardon me.
And he was laughing, and he's like, yeah, dude, we get sunburned. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, so how does that work? He's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, well, you can't can you see it when you get sunburned? He's like, not really. Depends on the just black person. You know, if you're a lighter
skin. Depends how white they are.
Yeah,
right?
If you're a lighter skin black person, you're going to see it. But he's like, you know, like, can't remember exactly what he said, but the dark, you know, the darker ones. So, no, you can't see it. He's like, and actually, some of my buddies are real dark. And I've gone up to him. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? You know, like, pat him on the arm or something. Nice. Like, fuck you. Yeah. Damn, you know, he's like, oh,
I can't
I
fucking
no
tell.
I'm sorry, God.
Well, no, I mean, that was pretty much it. But then later on, you know, to make it up for him, I was like, hey, dude, you ever wondered anything about white people? You've been too afraid to ask? And he was laughing. He's like, not really, dude.
So like, all right, cool. You tell us fucking everything.
It's all out there.
You motherfuckers won't shut up.
He's like, I know all there is to know.
I learned this about black people and sunburns. In painting class, there's a dark black dude in one of our painting classes, and we were outside on a sunny fucking day, and he had a spot with no shade at all, and he had a white towel. He was dressed in white and had a white towel draped up over his head, and apparently I wasn't there, but was told that the teacher was like, do you want some sunscreen? He's like, sunscreen isn't enough.
I am covered in black.
I'm covered, right. He's exactly.
It's hot being black, dude.
It's like being a fucking solar panel. My skin is begging for that. I can't, you know.
But that brings up an interesting point.
Yes.
Why don't they make darker colored sunscreen?
Because we can't walk around in blackface.
Fucking hot.
No, I mean not for us. No,
I think darker. I think you need a coat of white paint.
Oh yeah, that would make.
You need to reflect.
Yeah.
Huh.
So just if you're black, just lay it on thick. Laid on real thick.
It's like white roofing or something.
Okay, so Africa's always been hot, right? Or is that maybe the flaw in my idea?
It's been hot for a long time.
The top part's super hot.
All right. So if different species, if people are developing different in that some people are black and some people are white, why wouldn't you develop as white in Africa? Because you would
That's
be
an
less
excellent question.
Yeah.
It's a good physics question of the week. Fuck you guys. What the fuck? No, what? You should be backwards.
I'm sorry, what?
I think it's backwards.
The cold climate people should be black to soak up more of sun and get warmer, than the black people should be whiter to reflect that sun and stay cooler.
It's actually... I think
I know the answer. I
learned this in biology. It's the opposite.
This is the physics question, so you better answer it with physics.
The reason black people are black is because their skin produces less, I think it's called melanin.
Right, sounds about
which
right.
Which is like what you need for vitamin D process, or E. Something along those lines. But that's the reason.
Melatonin?
Melatonin. Melanin.
I think there's both.
That is not.
You don't want to develop much of that in your system.
So yeah, they need less sun, you know, because their skin's darker. Whereas we need...
Is that the fucked up part of it, though?
They need to absorb significantly more sunlight in order to...
get charged up.
The sun does charge you up, man.
No, I think
spend
they,
a day
I
in the sunshine.
They, I think it might be they need
Seattle.
Less. But the reason our skin's lighter is so we can, you know, really get in the...
Okay.
Get really that kick-ass tan.
Yeah. Right.
See, I thought it developed as, like, potentially a direct result of the sunlight. Of that shit.
Year after year after year of bacon skin.
More or less.
And I've also heard that's why we have small penises.
After thousands of years. Right?
Yeah.
Because your penis, you know, releases heat. So if we live in colder climates,
makes sense.
That's fascinating.
Makes sense.
Yeah, whereas they have
we need to pull less heat away from our
bigger
testicles.
Bigger wangs so they can release more
heat. And your
heat
penis is always warm. Always.
Mine's warm right now, man.
Always.
Right now,
now
it's warm,
part of always, then yeah, it's warm.
So then why do Japanese people have the smallest penises?
Don't know.
Yellow fucks with white bad.
All right.
I do know why their eyes are slanted, though. I'm going to say
it's just the racist hour. We're going. Hurry, hit
everybody. Might be the whole episode.
No, I mean, there's this is evolution, you know? That's
so let's hear it.
Well, this is the theory. I think I read most of this from, you guys ever heard of?
Nope.
Guns, germs, and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I read a lot of this from that. But anyways, something about dust storms and even sunlight, like, something having to do with, can't remember the exact, I mean, I'm probably misquoting this everywhere. But, you know, something along
those lines. That's what we do. It's all right. Yeah.
So less dust gets
welcome to the show. If you go back far enough, you're probably talking about, like, a focused, somewhere in Mongolia is really the birth of sort of, not civilization,
like grasslandy shit.
Sort of, yeah. At some point, there was a big group of people over there, and they pretty much only reproduced with each other because there wasn't a whole lot of travel.
Yeah.
Black boogers.
I think with them, it's like the Indus Valley or something like that.
That sounds right. I've heard that that's a hotbed
of... It was like Mesopotamia.
Of this sort of business.
All those other ones. Nile.
That's the very root, though, like the Mesopotamia, the
Iraq,
Euphrates, literally Iraq.
That's how they roll.
The garden, motherfucker. Well, yep. You're in the garden, baby. You're gonna die.
Another physics question of the week. Does it rain harder when you're higher up?
Wouldn't it work the opposite way?
I don't know.
What?
What's gain speed?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
But then at some point it levels out to free fall for that way. So there's like a physics question of the week to me.
Thermal
velocity. What is harder? Like faster raindrops coming faster or more raindrops closer together?
What can rain harder?
Heavier raindrops, bigger drops.
I think just density of raindrops. Because it's spread, diffused, you got a cloud as big as my fist hitting space as big as my thigh.
Oh, you're talking about the overall surface area, not on my skin individually as I get hit with raindrops. Which one hurts more?
Right.
Because I've been stung by some big
ones. Together.
Stung by some big ones, but never fucked up by mist at all.
Sometimes
so that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the little raindrops, though, man, they can fuck you up, especially with the wind and stuff.
It's true. It's like I've gotten some stain. Okay. All right.
Like sheets of rain versus just a big fucking...
Yeah.
Sheets of rain.
Sometimes
awesome.
It
yeah.
falls.
Not if
it
you're walking. Or driving.
Or on a motorcycle.
Now, I do remember in physics class, it's the only thing I remember from physics class.
Nice.
We had to figure out if you walked in the rain, would you get more wet?
Nice.
Than if you ran in the rain.
Yep.
And the answer might boggle your mind.
I say
save
dead
that for
even.
The next episode.
No, drop
better,
it, dude.
Better callers.
Yeah. Yell out at our Twitter from 4 months ago. Talk about a lie,
right?
I'm saying dead even.
If you run, you get wetter. Because the reason being is there's more surface area here. So if you're running, the rain's actually going to come at you this way.
Well, sure, there's that factor, but you're forgetting the big factor of you're out of the rain faster.
True.
So you're running from the car, and you get to the grocery store in 5 seconds versus if you walked and it took you 15 seconds, I'm saying equal amount of rain. True.
And I only really care about my back being dry.
I'm just going by what high school physics.
It actually works to my benefit.
I mean, I didn't do
it. Well, I'm calling your high school physics professor out.
I think walking is the way to go.
Mrs. Delahanty, I believe was her name.
All right.
Mike always yells
at me. It's just mine, man.
We're
fucking throwdown.
What? Oh, yeah.
You're getting wetter. You're getting wetter.
Fuck you, dude. My high school teacher.
I think that's right, because you're covering the shadow you're making through a rain dropping. When you're going faster, is going to be significantly bigger than the shadow of rain coming down on you.
I completely agree with you there, but I'm saying by the time you subtract out your,
I don't think so.
Your time out of the rain,
it might actually have to do with the distance as well. You know, say if it was like you're walking a mile, or, I don't know.
You're getting soaked either way on that one.
Yeah,
getting wet, dude. Come on, don't even bother. Drive it.
Jump in a puddle right when you start.
Yep.
If two people are on a train and it's raining.
Too much physics. Oh, no. What do you think of Austin's t-shirt, Mike?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fresh eyes.
I dug it.
Yeah, man.
I still dig it.
Currently
digging.
Got to ruin it. Fucking, I centered the picture on the shirt.
Nice.
I centered the logo on the picture. Just a hair off this way.
Oh, boy.
So the S is in my armpit, kind of.
Nice.
I don't think you notice unless I point it out, but does that look like a dollar?
If I was closer, it would, yeah.
So, no.
I thought it was a straw from here.
That works, okay. It's good enough. It's a dollar, straw.
But I think if I was like where that can is, it would look like a straw.
I don't see razor blade. No. I only see a pile of coffee.
Yeah,
no, I will,
that's cool.
I will,
that's okay.
Is that the razor blade?
This part?
Yeah,
the razor blade points right there.
Okay. I thought it was a graduation cap.
Oh. Nice. Now I see that.
I don't know why.
Right, right on.
It's not a,
now that's all I can see. Thanks.
Sweet. I just graduated, motherfucker. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah.
I'm out of here.
You guys want to keep it topical?
Yeah.
I'm talking about some other shit.
Remember what happened 4 months ago?
Was the freak out of Supermoon the result of that Japan?
Well, it happened after Japan.
So yes, it happened after Japan.
But that doesn't really
answer
the question.
Like, I think it's entirely possible that you have the Earth, again, a fist. We're talking about fists all day long today, apparently.
Seems entirely plausible.
Going around, getting closer to a littler fist that I don't have because my fists are about the same size. And as it gets closer, fucking parts of the Earth, which is the bigger fist, start scooting towards Supermoon.
Right. Changing up the pressure just enough.
Yeah, just move shit that way.
Right.
But by move shit that way, it's everything. Everything just got moved that way a little bit.
Yeah, 7 feet, right?
I don't know.
8 feet. Yeah, right.
That's slightly taller than me.
On the cubicle floor.
I can reach it. I'll grab up there and climb on if I need to.
Austin will pull it back in position.
Well, no, I heard everything
shifted.
Quite
a big rock out there, dude.
You know, to the right by 8 feet or 7 feet, depending on who you trust.
Guys in my cubicle area are very trustworthy, man.
Calling them out, too.
They're good guys. Ex-military, a lot of them.
I don't know, man. The earthquake went from 8.9 to 9, from what I heard. So.
Yeah, it's true.
They're like,
did you hear
9 sounds better,
doesn't
it?
This, but did you hear the thing that, like, 9 to 9.1 is 100 times different. Like, 9.1 is 100 times stronger than 9.
Mm. I've heard similar.
No, you have not.
Nope.
Speaking of which, I heard somebody clearly say similar on...
Similar?
Wrong.
Similar.
Yes. Saying it right?
No, similar.
Yeah, saying it properly.
Wait, what the fuck is it?
Yeah, it's similar.
It's not similar?
No.
Damn it.
It's never similar. Similar.
Again.
Yeah.
I've been practicing
similar.
Saying it wrong.
It's good.
What's the correct?
Is similar a word?
Similar.
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 There you go.
Similar.
It was just that easy.
But not similar.
No, not at all.
Damn it.
Not once. Not even
Mike's
once.
Got it too. Are you saying
similar? Similar, yeah.
Similar?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. For all of my life, for the past 34 years.
Is that
correct? Well, 32,
do
I guess.
Do that
I don't, not that I've heard of.
Apparently not. I thought that everybody did. I don't listen to anything or anyone, apparently. I've never heard anybody use that word.
No one ever compared things around you.
What if you just said simile instead of similar?
That also would be wrong.
Yeah,
that'd be wrong, too.
Simile to what I was saying.
Earth didn't seem to shift back, though? Or is it just kind of creep back? Supermoon goes away.
All I know is I woke up by my alarm. I went to grab it, and that motherfucker was 8 feet away.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The whole
now,
table inside the tent.
Side
awesome.
Table.
It went
okay.
It went outside of the tent. It was crazy.
We were camping on
nice.
Supermoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. It moved that far.
It did. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. No, that did not happen.
Wow.
But what about this?
Don't forget to lie.
What if the supermoon was actually caused by the earthquake?
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
An earthquake so
Hold
strong
on.
That it like.
What if the earthquake made the Earth actually closer to the moon?
That way, we didn't suck the moon in. Like, come here.
Right, right. Maybe the moon didn't cause the earthquake.
Okay.
But the earthquake caused the supermoon. That's all I'm saying.
That's deep, dude.
You know, it's like one of those, the chicken or the egg?
Possibly both.
It could be both. Maybe they fed off of each other. Maybe it's going to be like,
obviously, but
I will eat you.
Be like a kind of supermoon, like a half supermooner.
Yeah.
And then like the earthquake from the half of the supermoon. Yeah. But the earthquake was going to happen anyway, but it was a bigger earthquake.
Yeah.
So it made it like a supermoon.
Extra supermoon.
Yeah.
Bam, mega moon.
Mega Moon is a way better name. What the fuck were they taking around with Super Moon? Mega Moon is perfect.
That could be a Nintendo game.
Oh my god.
People don't underestimate the power of alliteration.
Oh, on your camping trip, was Super Moon any super than any? Like, I didn't think so either. Yep. I went out and looked. We all saw Super Moon.
Yeah. I've actually seen bigger moons in my lifetime.
Like, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The big orange.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Did you see it low on a horizon too? Yeah, like okay, like,
you know,
yeah,
yeah,
like
take, yeah, yeah, take that sky up.
Yeah,
that's no moon.
That's my mother.
It's a super moon. It's not that good.
Fucked up way to kill somebody. Do we do pothole deep potholes?
Super moon causing that earthquake and then fucking reactors go. Well,
that's crazy shit.
Fuck you, super moon.
Yeah.
Deep potholes?
Yeah. Fucked up way to kill somebody. Did we do that one?
I think we might have covered that.
It's kind of...
I don't remember covering it. My quick thoughts are that you would have to have, like, maybe paper mache. Like
fake road?
You wouldn't want people to avoid it, so you just want it to seem like...
The old leaves over the hole trick.
Right, right. And then so people, because if it's big enough to like really eat the car and cause you to break your neck on the roof is what I'm thinking, then you're gonna be hiding a big hole. So I think paper mache into super.
Now, is the whole car going in this hole or is it like just
super
bumper?
Big with the hole and make them fall into the core of the earth and then they'd melt up.
Wow. Done. Okay, that's a deep pothole.
So
no,
we
that's
covered
good.
That before. I don't know if we said that exactly, but
I was just gonna stick the person in a pothole. I mean, come on.
Oh wow, okay. Somebody drive
like
over
it.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually,
that'll work. Wow, a tire to the face. Like, oh man,
that would hurt. Twice.
Don't stand up around 5 o'clock.
I was thinking just deep enough to get like a front wheel down into the hole and bumper would hit it and then car flip crush. Maybe going pretty quick though. Maybe might have to be highway. That's fun. Oh yeah. Fucking, good show. There's only 3 or 4 episodes now. Food, the podcast.
Really?
It's with Alex and Dan. Apparently it's a good show. It's fucking mellow and funny, and they just talk about food, kind of. Yum. They've had, like...
Really talk about food?
They've talked about bologna. They talked about pizza.
Do they investigate bologna and pizza?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Or is
it's pretty funny.
How about this? Did you get a bologna or a pizza recipe?
I got the ingredients for both, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But not, like, this is a sweet bologna... Or this is a great way to make a pizza.
No, I think it was more about they claim the show is about food and food eaters. So maybe that's a better way to describe it.
Okay.
They have the fucking best email address I've ever heard though. masticationstation@gmail.com.
Outside of people who have difficulty spelling.
Yeah. No, yeah, that name. Yeah. They got a bit about that too, and it's pretty funny.
Snort coffee.
Yeah. Exactly.
Clear. No misspellings.
What is it, Gmail?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good show. You should listen to it. It's good.
Food.
I think it's only half an hour long, so you're not going to like it. But it's good. Take up a half an hour at a time sometime. And drive to work or something.
I like them long.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Invisible on the Porch story. Sit on the porch smoking a cigarette. Dude rolls up across the street. Walks over to the side of the house that's in between me and him, in the house, I guess. Big fucking overhead light on the, hanging off the side of their house, wide open. He unzips his pants and pees on the side of the house, like on the side of the yard. Like, as much as Mike is pointing at me right now,
did you yell at him?
Farther away. No, I started fucking around with the fucking pocket robot and like doo-doo-doo. And he didn't notice me until I'm pretty positive he was rolling his trash can down the stairs that point right at me. It's just sitting there like, still didn't wave or anything. I was like, one fucking dude.
I don't think I would have waved.
No. It was crazy, though. I managed to not see his cock, so that was good.
That's good. Yeah,
that's, but, like, as soon as I saw, like, you're going to start peeing, aren't you, dude? I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay.
Did he pee on your house?
No. No, he's probably a good 70 feet away from me when he's in his yard.
Dude, you peed on my house. I was sitting right here, and you peed on my fucking house. What a way to be an asshole. Yeah. Pee on somebody's house.
He's like, fuck this.
While they watch you. No, I've seen him pee on his own house before. Like, he's peed in this same similar spot. Normally, he's, like, turned around towards his house or whatever. But
he loves that spot, dude.
Fucking pees all the time out there. Man.
This was, like, the daytime?
No, this was nighttime, but they've got a big overhead light shining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the light. That's...
I love peeing outside. It's the greatest.
Somebody said for us.
We've talked about just going outside to pee, right? Like, you're in the house, and you gotta take a leak, and you're like, I think I'll just go outside and take a leak.
On the same floor as an unoccupied bathroom.
Right.
I've made that decision.
Okay. Awesome. Me too, yeah. Good times.
Well, it's a lot easier.
I was closer to the bathroom and walked from the bathroom area out to the...
Music in the background? What do we think? Show.
Do the whole thing?
Yeah. Not my music. God forbid. No.
Who the fuck are we going to pay?
No, just nobody. Just music.
We can't. Well, it brings up the interesting thing of if are we hoping for negative publicity? Is it good for the show?
I don't care.
It's got to be better than the publicity we've gotten.
Shows are fucking called Snort Coffee. I don't know, like, what kind of publicity you expect.
Not good. I still think that our name of the show needs to be a warning.
I gotta find you some other shit to listen to.
Dude. Yeah, there's some
way worse shit than us. People say terrible shit all the time. Terrible.
My dad tells me today, hey, I heard about somebody doing the same thing you guys are.
Nice.
Which I thought was fucking hilarious. Like, this is not the first podcast, Dad.
No, yeah.
And he's like, no, they've got it in a garage. And I'm like, oh, all right, you know.
Probably happened. Yep.
He's like, but they have Robin Williams as a guest.
Nice.
Like, well.
WTF with Mark Maron.
Yeah.
At least we're doing better than somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
And we rarely have Robin Williams as a guest, which is good. No.
We've got that going for us.
Get the fuck away from my house, dude.
Not in my garage.
Yeah. Honest to God, if Robin Williams called up right now, said, hey, I'm like, geez, I don't know, dude. We kind of got this thing going on. I don't know.
I'd be down as fuck, but it's totally... It'd just be him yelling into all.
Exactly.
It'd be 60 minutes of Robin Williams.
Right. Yeah, I guess you could, like, okay, go ahead, and I'll come back in an hour.
Regardless, I'm going away.
Just talk to yourself.
I don't want to hear this shit, but...
I would say I'd totally sit around.
I hate to turn down such a good guest.
I'd try to yell out the most abstract and weird things. Like, salad bowl. Do something funny with this. Like, curing lesbians with rape. Be funny now. Funny man. Let's see what you got.
What did you just say?
It was an email I got from moveon.org.
Curing lesbians?
Huh.
I don't think that's going to work, dude. I think you should stop doing that now.
No, I think it's horrible. That's what MoveOn was saying. They weren't endorsing.
That's what they're doing.
What were they
Who's
curing
MoveOn?
Salad bowls?
Not salad bowls. Lesbians with rape.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say those two words that close.
I think that MoveOn.org should get out of that immediately.
No, they were reporting. They were trying to get me to sign a petition.
They were trying to get you to do it?
Because I...
Jesus Christ.
Because African countries respond to online petitions for
Well, at least they're not
Americans.
Doing it in this country. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, well, these
so
Americans
they're trying to get me to feel bad.
I think we should
worked.
Stop doing this. You know how the rumor there is that, well...
Back to Mother Africa?
I guess it's true, but a lot of people think that if you have AIDS, you can cure it by having sex with a virgin.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
That's, I mean, it's sweet, though. It's a sweet story, if you can do it.
What kind of a dick starts spreading that rumor? Seriously?
Hey, somebody's trying to get rid of AIDS. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I start fucking all these virgins, I'm going to get rid of it.
I mean, you're just talking about like a cauldron.
It's a sweet, sweet story. You know,
get out. So it's
still,
like,
it's sweet. What's wrong? Fucking
what kind
dude.
Of a dick.
No, it's uh-huh. It's sweet.
But the problem is, I mean, we're talking about
evil Whitey has to have started that, right?
It could be
like. There's like one guy just spreading fucked up shit in Africa. Just like, we're trying to get rid of these guys.
Or it's a love story.
I mean, everybody knows it's true about the green sperm coming out of the monkey. That's true.
What, you gotta eat it?
But you don't. No, that's how AIDS started.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have eaten it. It's pretty.
But,
mint jelly.
But no, that's the problem. It's like, you
what
know,
that lamb?
These virgins are like 10-year-old girls. So it's like...
That's the luckiest kind, isn't it?
It's fucking crazy, man. That's
yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's horrible.
Luckiest kind. What are you going to do?
Oh, but speaking of which, real quick.
Yeah, be funny with that, Robin Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about a 10-year-old girl who's getting raped in Africa by dudes with AIDS.
It's a love story.
But did you guys hear about the...
They got short life expectancies, right?
The anti-rape condoms?
The what?
They're
anti-rape condoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys already talk about that?
Nope.
No. I heard about it, though.
You heard about it?
Yeah.
They invented this condom, some chick in Africa, and they're... you've heard of it?
They got teeth?
Yeah.
I have heard of them. I think we have actually talked about this on the show a long time ago. Yeah. I think so.
I was making sure.
Tooth condoms. I think so.
You gotta...
I'm not positive, but go ahead and tell me what you know, because it's creepy as shit.
Apparently, the girls... They just keep them up there, you know?
All up in their guts.
And they just hang out with them, you know, and walk around. It doesn't hurt them at all.
It's a female condom.
Yeah. And then the dude...
Chinese finger cuffs.
He doesn't take the...
She got one in her butt, too?
You know what? That'd be a good idea.
And is it...
just in case.
Is it super glued in? Because isn't the guy before he rapes are going to go... Well, maybe I ought to check one of these teeth condoms.
I mean, eventually, maybe, but, you know, even if you put your finger up there, it's probably going to hurt.
I don't think a rapist has time to check.
He's probably like...
Maybe in Africa, though, it seems like...
The law's not exactly right behind right. you. Yeah, I don't think so.
Cops are like, what's going on over there? Oh, they're just raping some girl. Get the fuck out of here.
She's got a tooth condom. Right.
She's going to get stoned to death for that poor chick.
What if it's a gang rape? Because the first dude, he's screwed.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's got the tooth condom.
The second one's stupid enough to do it again?
Maybe.
Never know.
I think the tooth condom's coming with the first guy.
What if it feels really good with that first stroke, though? That first one's like, wow, this is incredible. And then you start pulling out, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then, like, the next dude sees you, though, and then he's like, oh, that first one looked pretty good.
Yeah, now, seems like a better plan just to distribute chastity belts. Much easier.
Heavy, though.
Heavy.
Or maybe they actually just think
they be?
In her vagina.
Yeah.
You could do that with Kevlar. You got to be able to do that with
with
a material
that's you need to design
heavy.
A new chastity belt. It's time.
Or even, like, tweed or something.
Tweed. That'd be sweet.
Just burlap.
Wicker.
It won't keep you from getting raped, but it's going to be really itchy.
Do you keep the key all up in you?
No. The key has to be off-site.
How do you go to the bathroom? How do you go to the bathroom?
I think it has to be...
You don't go?
No, I think it has to be pissable.
Wow.
Yeah, somehow.
They have like a little
funnel.
Like
all right.
There you go.
Yeah.
A funnel system
and
hose.
Totally sloshing around in your pants all the time.
No, just be like walking down the street taking a leak and you've got the hose and just spray people.
It could be like a side hose that, like, you know, runs down the leg.
There you go.
And then you just untape it and do your business. But what if you got to poop?
Same hose.
I think it's got to be,
It's got to be liquid.
It's poopable, but there's going to be some cleanup on your garment.
Oh, that's an interesting question, because if you had a chastity belt and you worked out the pee part, right?
Halliburton, you fucking listening?
I just started.
I know. I'm just telling, letting them know. Halliburton better listen up.
Oh, yeah.
Chastity belts. Dude.
Yeah, we're going to get this figured out yet. But if you have a poop hatch, then it's not, it still will keep you vaginally chastised or unchastised, I guess, as the case may be. But there's a chance for anal.
See, I've heard it's in the Arab world that anal's okay. You just have to be a virgin on, you know, when you get married or whatever. So vaginal sex is out. Anal's in.
You go like wedding night and her shit is all busted up. Like, oh man. Well, fuck. Were you doing her in the butt though? I guess you probably were if you're getting married. Yeah. Okay. All right. No, so you busted it up. Yeah. That's gross.
Weren't we talking about that the other day though?
I hope not.
Damn.
No, not.
That came up already.
No, about like the anal and Catholics.
Oh yeah, I've heard that there's more than one culture where that is an acceptable way of keeping your virginity.
Catholics?
They love the butt sex.
Really? Man, I went to Catholic school for 9 years and I didn't fucking know.
Really?
Well, I didn't go to high school. I didn't go to high school. I bet
grade
butt
sex, dude.
I bet you they saved the anal discussion for at least your freshman year of high school.
So, kids, did you know you could do it in the butt?
Kind of bummed about vaginal sex being off the table, huh? Well.
Well, you could control your urges, or...
As some of the priests may have already taught you.
I don't understand. They should totally do sex ed classes and just sing the praises of masturbation to women, to young women and young men.
You think.
Tell them all the awesome shit that masturbating is great. You
save time. Like,
you don't have
it's
to.
It's not crazy.
The answer is never no, and it's not rape. It's like, super quick.
And see, the cool thing
is. Cleanup control.
Like, if you can actually masturbate and not think of a single chick or anything like that, sin free.
Priests do it all the time.
Lust.
Not a single chick.
Not a single
lust.
Chick.
If you don't lust after someone while you're doing it.
Good luck with that, though.
Well, yeah, I don't think that works.
That's the whole point. I mean,
you're saying lust is the sin, not masturbation.
Right, in theory. why would it be?
Ah, but where's the fun in that? I mean, come on. It's hard to jerk off when you're looking at a wall like, yeah, look at that concrete.
Mm. What about wet dreams? I mean, you can't control those.
I think you're still going to hell.
I'm so confused.
Well, we determined on a show or two ago, I think, that wet dreams were God's release to that fucking sexual pressure if you did not masturbate.
That would make sense.
And it's a pretty slick maneuver, but doesn't happen nearly often enough.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think.
We would have an entirely different sheet industry if it happened often enough.
Fucker would be thriving.
Like zero count because they're all rubber.
One count.
Yeah, my wife recently bought new sheets. She bought black ones, and I'm like, "You're
that's not
that's gross."
Right. Yeah, that's wrong. That's gonna show stuff.
Yeah,
seriously,
it's gonna show everything. It's like,
she's like, "Why?" And you just jerk off onto the
this.
Yeah. Like, that's why. I don't know, honey. What if I get a runny nose in the middle of the night? You know, I'm asleep.
Damn, my father-in-law told me not to get a black car for the same reason. Sort of.
Because he was jerking off on it? Or?
Exactly. So that's going to show everything.
What do you mean? It's a fine color for the car. Oh, my God. What are you? Put that up. Oh, it's never going to come out.
Why should I buy this black car?
You guys want to say bye?
Already? Wow.
I was actually just thinking that I didn't want to say bye. I was thinking that I wanted to remind our listeners, do not smoke coffee.
That is an excellent point.
Should remind people.
It is not pleasant.
Don't smoke coffee.
You know, seriously, this show, it does a little bad for people. Snorting coffee is not the nicest, you know, greatest thing to do.
It may not be the greatest thing for your health.
Right. But we like to even that out with some good advice.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, don't smoke coffee.
Don't smoke it. Don't.
Even if you blend it with tobacco.
Yeah, still not good.
It's not going to be good.
So you guys did it?
Tastes like seeds.
Oh, yeah. You guys tastes like what?
Seeds.
What about hookah tobacco? Do you think it'd be all right now? Because it's so wet, you know.
I mean, you might not be able to taste it in the crazy blueberry experience. Or whatever you've got in the hookah tobacco, but yuck.
Can you ingest caffeine that way?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I really don't know much about the caffeine compound.
Let's call my physics.
Physics question.
Yeah,
of the
you talk to her anyway.
It's like, number one, you're wrong. Number two, answer this.
You left out a major factor in your rain discussion.
Telling somebody he's wrong and asking him another question at the same time.
Oh, by the way.
You'll probably get this one right, though.
How do you feel about this?
You got to be at least 50%.
Thanks for listening. Dial a phone number, 937-551-1040. And it's pretty fucking easy, man.
Damn. It's never not been fucked up.
snortcoffee.com, at snortcoffee on that thing. Really, though, like, tell some people. You listen to a weird show. And snortcoffee.
Watch Twitter.
Watch Twitter. It's pretty funny. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You ever talk about change?
Forever.
Like pocket. Like pocket change?
No. Well, do I ever?
Guess how much?
I've talked about pocket change occasionally, I guess.
On the show, though? Have we exhausted the topic of pocket change?
No, I don't believe it's exhausted.
I recently turned in all my pocket change.
So what?
Way more than I thought it was going to be.
What'd you turn it into?
Real money.
Oh. But you can do that? Really?
How long have you saved?
Hold on, let's back it up. What the fuck are you talking about? You can turn it into real money.
You just put it into a machine, and then...
What kind of machine?
Fuck.